So that counter-revolution, I would say that yes, they underestimated the counter-revolution. They did not, and I don't know about this. I was about to say fully credit this world elite they talked about, the hidden power guys, what they've probably disseminated themselves, the notion they probably disseminated themselves of an Illuminati. I was about to say they didn't fully credit those 10,000 guys, but to say that would trivialize the courage they displayed in putting out what they put out, even knowing they could not get it out on a broad enough scale for us to be discussing it, we who need to be discussing it. And it took courage, I have no doubt. And given what I now know about what they do with folks who tell the truth, I cannot help but wonder. As I said before, any death of a powerful person for me is now suspect. And Terry Hopkins died too young. And I suspect Giovanni Arrighi did too. And I don't know if that affected any decision of Emanuel Wallerstein or not. But it is time for us to make this a safer thing to do, telling the truth. Please, let's just discuss this all over the place. I was about to say among us. No, all over the place. Let's make this the topic of conversation. That this is the time for us to push forward as a global humanity, and that the only way we can do that is by coordinating world scale global strikes. That we got to start saying it and writing it down. What's that proverb? Goal not written down is a wish. Let's start writing it down. Let's start putting it in our mouths. We need a global general strike. Make it an hour if we can't make it a day, but just keep doing it. Make it that rolling, passive, ongoing, spreading wave that overwhelms the existing system. As we see the truth of it, as our bodies move toward it, we shift the discussion. And that can happen very fast given the present technology.